news. 08459 455 555.
Right, loads of your requests still coming through. Let's quickly catch up with Evita, who's in Milton Keynes. Hi, Evita.
Good morning to you, Justin.
Good morning. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
To hear Pat Boone, Love Letters in the Sand. And it says here that you've got a great story. So what's the story?
Well, it's a long story, but it's true. It's a love story too. When I came to the UK, I holidayed with my family who had already moved here. And where I was positioned in the home where I stayed, this gorgeous gentleman was constantly visiting the bus stop.
Right.
And I could see him from my, you know, bedroom window. And, of course, being new to the UK and not having any transport of my own, all the family were out working, I thought, you know, maybe I should ask this gentleman the ins and the outs about the buses. Anyway, we got talking and chatting and turned out to be a very well-spoken gentleman. And he offered to show me around MK, which I said was wonderful.
Lovely.
And then, of course, he was a great walker. He'd said, would you like to join me in a walk this afternoon, you know? So I did. And one thing led to another, and he asked me if I would like to have dinner one night with him. He's a very good cook. I think his father was a chef.
Right.
Yes. And anyway, I said, well, yes, that would be wonderful. And he turned around and he put music on for our dinner date, and of course that was the Pat Boone request which I made for you.
So he played this at your first dinner together?
That's correct, Love Letters in the Sand. And of course at that sort of particular moment, although you do have a bit of an inkling, you know, you either have that chemistry or you don't. And of course we were very shy, and of course elderly, we weren't spring chickens.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you now?
I'm 71 now.
71 now, and this happened a couple of years ago in Milton Keynes.
I turned 70 since I married my husband.
Oh, now, you kind of jumped ahead here. So you actually went on to marry this man?
Yes, we got married. I went back to South Africa because I was only supposed to be holidaying. And he said, no ways. He said, you're not going back to SA. He said, I'll be sending for you. You're coming straight back here. And that was it. I came back. I had a lot of papers and legal matters to sort out, which we managed to get done. It was hair-raising, but we managed to do it.
Incredible.
I mean, they even wanted his late wife's birth certificate, and she's been gone for about 60-odd years.
You see, I find this fascinating. You've come from South Africa to Milton Keynes for a holiday. That's the first thing that's fascinating. But while you were here in Milton Keynes, you found love at a bus stop.
Yes.
And this man played this record to you when you first had dinner. That is an incredible story. What a lovely, lovely story that is.
It's been absolutely fabulous, and he's such a gentleman. He really is. I've heard of the English gentlemen, but I know now they are.
Well, I'm not one of those, but... So when I play this record for you, if you close your eyes, you're back in that house again having dinner for the first time.
That's correct,
brilliant.
Yes.
Evita, I'm going to play it for you.
Thank you
so much for the call. It's what this programme's all about, because there are so many stories behind the music.
There is, isn't there?
And you've just demonstrated that once again. Thank you so much.
Thank
Have a good
so
weekend.
Much. To you, Justin, too. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Evita in Milton Keynes. What an amazing story. This is Pat Boone and Love Letters in the Sand.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. Take our love.
Brilliant memory. Pat Boone, Love Letters in the Sand.